It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, for anything that you may have missed, any interviews that you may have missed, all you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app, anywhere you get your podcast, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can go to Podcast One, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast, and subscribe there. You can also reach out to us on social media. We are on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. We begin this morning with Andrew Zahn. He's Scout Executive CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, Dan Beard Council. It's our pleasure to welcome Andrew Zahn to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So the Dan Beard Council of the Boy Scouts, tell me about what you guys are and your particular branch.
That's great. So Dan Beard Council, we serve 12 counties in Greater Cincinnati, Southwest Ohio, and Northern Kentucky, serving over 12,000 families annually with the programs of the Boy Scouts of America.
So let's talk about some of the skills that you worked to instill in children, starting with the 12 points there. You guys have 12 points. Explain what that means and some of the skills that you work to teach young children in the program.
Sure. For over 112 years, scouting has been just a real cornerstone of our society. And whether you're in scouting yesterday or in scouting 50 years ago, you likely remember the 12 points of the scout law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
And those are all good things.
They are good things, and they're as relevant today as they were in 1912.
Okay. And so what age range are we talking for those that might be interested in the Scouts?
So the scouting programs start in kindergarten, and we have age-appropriate activities and programs going all the way through high school.
And so let's talk about some of the skills, some of the things that you will learn that you aim to teach young people the aims of scouting.
Yeah, sure. So in Greater Cincinnati, Dan Beard Council, we are laser-focused on our vision to develop young adults who are exceptionally prepared to lead in their own way to make a positive impact in their personal lives, in their professions, and in their communities throughout their lifetime. And we do that really through kind of encapsulated down to four things, and that is adventure, leadership, life skills, and friendships.
Okay, good. And so break those down for us.
Yeah, so as I take a step back, even relatively new to the Cincinnati region, I think it's safe to say that, you know, we have a challenge ahead of us, and we have a challenge in that in order to thrive in life, in order to thrive today and going forward, today's youth will need to obtain a wide range of fundamental skills, education, experience with high standards and strong values and optimism. This has only been exacerbated the last couple of years with the global pandemic. But along the way, young people should also have the opportunity to develop their own unique talents and enjoy the journey at the same time. And that's one of the things that scouting does, unlike other organizations, is it provides both a sense of community achievement as well as individual and personal development.
So who's the best candidate? What type of person makes the best scout?
Well, I think every youth can be a great scout, whether they have parents or grandparents that were a scout or whether they have no idea what we do. Scouting is an enthusiastically inclusive organization for our boys and girls, regardless of their background, regardless of their age. And it's a very, very individual journey at the same time of being introduced to new experiences, new skills. And as I noted before, building their own unique leadership style, even at a really young age in elementary school, that will serve them well throughout their entire lifetime.
Okay. Now, when many of us think of scouts, we think of nature, the outdoors, hiking. Why are these outdoor skills so important for young people to develop?
You know, I think it maybe took a global pandemic for us to realize the real power that the outdoors has. And there's been studies that show that the outdoors is the best place for youth and adults to really learn more about themselves. The outdoors breaks down cultural differences. It provides a sense of adventure. It provides activities that build confidence and leadership. And scouting's been doing that for over 110 years. Scouting remains our classroom in the, you know, we use the outdoors as opposed to perhaps indoors.
So let's talk about the bonding experience because, you know, you're working, you're a child, you're in this group of scouts, and obviously you're doing activities, you're with this group of people for a number of years, for a period of time. I'm sure for a lot of children that may be bashful, that may have problems, you know, connecting with other youth their own age, I think that would be, I would imagine that's a great way for them to bond and find friendships.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, I feel only scouting provides the breadth and the quality of not only proven foundational training, but also practical learning opportunities and meaningful life lessons to help every youth, every young person to discover and develop their own set of capabilities, regardless if they're shy or if they're perhaps more extroverted than not. It is all ultimately about building that personal leadership style, all while making friends and having fun at the same time. You know, we do that through offering an unmatched combination of relevant hands-on interactive programs, such as leadership training, team building, activities. We give back to the community in a really big way. And, you know, also an ever-expanding range of experiential career exposure opportunities, again, even in kindergarten, first, second grades. And, you know, as you mentioned, Rodney, we do all these experiences. Scouting builds confidence. We reinforce enduring core values while also emphasizing both the individual and the group achievement.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information on the show, more information on our guests could be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app, anywhere you get your podcast, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me this morning, we're joined by Andy Zahn, Scout Executive CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, Dan Beard Council. So now let's talk about the ranks and levels of the Boy Scouts. So I always see, you know, in this maybe in the school newspaper that, you know, a scout has achieved this level of, you know, whatever. Take us through the various levels and achievement and what that means to these young boys.
That's a great question. Even at the very youngest of ages, scouts are earning badges. They're earning badges from everything from learning professional skills such as teamwork and interpersonal communication and project management, as well as badges that revolve around exposing them to new hobbies, preparing them to be competitive in tomorrow's workforce. They're all age-appropriate activities, though. So obviously what a first grade scout is doing is probably going to look a little bit different than what a high school-age scout's doing. But in Cub Scouting, we serve youth, again, boys and girls, in kindergarten through the fifth grade. We break them up into dens of scouts in the same age group. And we have Cub Scout packs throughout our entire geographic footprint. You can actually find a pack near you by going to our website at danbeard.org. And then as they go into middle school and into high school, scouts earn rank advancements with the ultimate goal many times of achieving the rank of Eagle Scout, perhaps the most recognizable part of the scouting program, although only about 3% of scouts ever achieve the Eagle Scout rank.
Okay, and so what does it take to be an Eagle Scout?
Well, it takes a lot of dedication, okay, a lot of perseverance. It's not surprising that it's only a very, very small percentage of scouts who ever do achieve that. Everything from earning a number of merit badges, again, both in merit badges in life skills such as first aid or swimming, to badges that may, again, get them interested in what they want to do after school, a career field. our Eagle Scout candidates also have to have years of leadership experience in their home troop. They're elected by their peers to be a leader. And then perhaps most iconically is the Eagle Scout Project, where a young man or a young woman works with an organization in their neighborhood. Perhaps it's their church or their school or a community park. And they plan and develop and then lead others to perform a service project to give back to their local community.
All right. So let's talk about, you talked about giving back to the community a couple of times. What does that look like within the Scouts organization?
It's very, very localized, Rodney. Scouts are giving back to every community, every neighborhood of the 12 counties that we serve in Danbury Council. This past year in 2021, we introduced a great partnership with the Free Store Food Bank and organized Scouting for Food, where we had 3,500 of our local scouts go out, canvass our neighborhoods over two Saturdays, and collected over 30,000 pounds of food for the Free Store Food Bank just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday. Really excited about that. We have a goal in 2022 to double that, to collect over 60,000 pounds of food for those in need. And that's just one of many, many examples of how local scouts are giving back every single day to our local community.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Andy Zahn. He's Scout Executive CEO with the Danbury Council, the Boy Scouts of America here in this area. For more information, you can reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on air. You can do that as well. Now, let's talk about this now long-term. What are the long-term benefits? What do you see in adults who have spent years in the Scout program? What are the long-term benefits?
There's many. You know, as an organization that's been around for a while, we've certainly tracked our alumni, and we have many, many reasons to believe why scouting works. As youth spend more time in scouting, they become happier and they become more productive. Scouts tend to become more positive and helpful, as well as more trustworthy, helpful, and kind. In addition, they also develop stronger, more productive character, while other kids tend to regress, unfortunately. As adults, scouts also lead and accomplish and give more. 83% say scouting helped them to become a better leader. Top scouts are 76% more likely to hold formal leadership positions, again, in their communities, in their church, and in their field of their career. Scouts are also twice as likely to graduate from college or pursue a skilled trade than young people that were not in scouting. So we're convinced that scouting works, and the proof points are here that the longer that somebody is in the scouting program, the more productive and the more successful they will be in life as an adult.
Now, earlier we talked about the bonding experience for those that are in the program, but oftentimes I see that dads are leaders in the program, and I think that's probably a really great way for father and son bonding experience to be involved, both to be involved in scouting.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that's changed dramatically over the years is scouting is really a program for the entire family to participate in. Okay. Several years ago, the Boy Scouts of America changed our membership eligibility to now allow girls and young women to be in scouting. Truth be told, Rodney, our best scout packs and scout troops, they were allowing younger siblings and little sisters to join in the fun at the same time. Just what a shame it was that they were never able to wear the uniform like their older brother or earn a badge like their older brother did. So, you know, bringing scouting as a activity that the entire family can participate in, mom and dad, or mom and grandpa, or their son and their daughter. We're convinced that nobody does a better job of developing leadership in youth. And we really believe that, which means to say, those are not specifically just for boys or for men. It's just as applicable and needed in our community for women and girls as well.
Okay. Now, you have Join Scout Night. Tell us about that, because I think this is the time of year that you guys really are looking to for new candidates, people to join in. So tell us about what that looks like and what are you doing there?
Yeah, so as school comes back in session this month and throughout the fall, we are actively recruiting new families to join the fun, to join the adventure of Danbury Council. I tell you, it's never too late, though. So if you miss a joining activity in your homeschool neighborhood, do not worry. There's always time. There's always an opportunity to join scouting. But Join Scout Night is our emphasis as schools get back into session to recruit more families. And in fact, we'll recruit over 3,500 new families into our Cub Scout program over the next 2 months. You can learn more about where a pack may be located, again, by going to danbeard.org. There's contact information. You can see when the packs are meeting and really find a Cub Scout pack that meets the demands and the complications, likely, of your home calendar.
Now, I've seen you guys out at grocery stores, out in the front. I've seen you out. The popcorn. You guys still do the popcorn?
We do. We sell popcorn. And come September and October, our scouts are selling a lot of popcorn.
Okay, good.
And it's not just for hopefully a snack to watch the Bearcats and enjoy that, but it's also teaching our scouts salesmanship skills, perhaps getting a shy scout to work up the nerve to go ask somebody to support their scouting adventure. And the beauty about the popcorn sale is half of the proceeds that are sold go back to that individual scout pack or that individual scout troop. So our scouts selling popcorn are actually doing it as a fundraiser to have even a better scouting experience, perhaps pay for summer camp next summer, or pay for their way to the Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico. So, yeah, if you see a scout either walking door to door or selling in front of your grocery store or home improvement store, please go up and introduce them, and I'd encourage you to buy some scout popcorn this fall.
All right, and with that, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much, Andy, for taking time to talk to us. And again, if our listeners would like more information, how can they find out more about the Danbeard Council?
Rodney, it's been a pleasure. And yes, your listeners can easily just go to danbeard.org and learn all about us. And again, find a Cub Scout pack or scout troop in your neighborhood for your family to join.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Andrew Zahn, Scout Executive, CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, Danbeard Council. Remember, if you missed any portion of this interview, all you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app, anywhere you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.